And I also would reinforce that welcome and say, indeed, you're very, very welcome to be at the gospel meeting tonight. There's no other better place you could be tonight than to sit and listen to the gospel of the grace of God. This is the most important message. It's not a political message. And there are men tonight who have got great crowds at political gatherings. And their words may count for something. But the word of God, spoken in the gospel, is what can change the lives of men. To make all the difference between heaven and hell. That's what I learned when I was a young lad. And thank God, God came in and saved my soul. I want to tell you how I got saved tonight. It's my first time here in Woodland Drive to be on this platform. I've been in Woodland Drive a few times before. Never been nervous before. But I'm nervous tonight because I'm well aware of my inability as public speaking. So I want you to bear with me as I tell you the simple story of how I got saved. And I'll read you a verse from the scriptures and tell you how another got saved as well. So you'll hear two testimonies. And then I'll sit down. I don't want to waste much time. It's not my purpose to be up here and take my brother's time. But Brother Stanley asked me to get up here tonight and sometimes wonder why. But anyway, to give you a little of my background, I was born and raised in a Christian home. My parents were saved before I was born. They belonged to the Moravian Church, and that's where I was brought up as a boy. I used to go to church, and at Thanksgiving time, they used to have a great service there with a lot of fruit and sheaves of corn and all the harvest stuff they brought into the church. And I used to sit as a boy and look at all this stuff and wonder what it was all about. My parents were saved and they prayed for me before I was born. I remember my parents, the thing that used to bother me most, I knew the gospel. I had heard the gospel from Sunday school. I knew how to be saved. I knew all the familiar verses. And the thing that used to bother me most was my parents used to sit around the fire of a winter night. And they would get down the old Alexander hymn book. And they would sing all the old hymns. The thing that used to bother me was when they sang about the coming of the Lord Jesus. It seemed so real to them. They were enjoying it. And I used to have to leave the room. But there was a man came to preach the gospel in a little mission hall just about 3 miles from our home. And I went to hear him preach. And I sat night after night and listened to what he had to say. He was a solemn preacher, told me how to be saved, told me it was heaven with Christ or hell without him for all eternity. Faithfully the gospel was preached. On the last night of those series of meetings, about 3 seats from the back of the hall, I came to know the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I stayed behind after the meeting and talked with the preacher. We prayed and read and talked for a long time. Finally, I began to see that the work of Christ on my behalf was completely finished at Calvary, and all I had to do was simply just to take it in, to make it my own. And that's what I did that night. I was a boy of 11 years old. I want to say tonight that while there's nothing spectacular about my conversion, I want to tell you it's more real than this word here. It's something that I have that will carry me to heaven. It's something tonight that I'm assured of. And if you haven't got Christ tonight, I would urge you to trust Him while it's still time. You're going to have the opportunity to listen to the gospel message tonight. And my prayer for you is, if you're not saved, that you realize the solemnity of it, the brevity of time, and an unending eternity that lies ahead. And if you die without Christ, it'll be hell for all eternity. That makes the gospel preaching solemn. It's not something light. It's not something that we ought to be frivolous about. It's heaven or hell. It's the soul of men, where they're going to be for all eternity. And I wish tonight that that was impressed upon your soul if you're not saved. I want to read one verse with you in Luke 15. We were in Luke 15 this morning in the Bible reading, and this verse kept coming before me all day. Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, and verse 18. I will arise and go to my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. If there's a soul in the meeting tonight, and you've had any thoughts about eternity or getting saved, there's a confession in this verse that God is waiting to hear. And I also want to say, if there's an honest heart in the meeting tonight who will make this confession before God, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, I want to tell you, you're very near to God's salvation. That's a confession that God is longing to hear from you tonight, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's not a man on earth tonight in his natural state that brings glory to God. All have sinned, Romans 3 says, and come short of the glory of God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. I like to think of Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. My dad was saved through that verse. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, tonight you can come into the joy and good of God's salvation in this little gathering. It's not just a time spent week after week as a matter of course. It's something that we're concerned about tonight, something that heaven is concerned about, and something tonight that the saints down in that room below, I heard them pray and mention the names of some of you who are in the gathering tonight. They're crying to God for your salvation. I want to and press upon you the solemnity of turning down the gospel message. This verse says, I will arise and go to my Father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. That's a confession that God wants to hear from you tonight. If you come in a contrite spirit, in a right spirit before God, and acknowledge your sin before him, it'll not be very long until you know the joy of God's salvation. Dorna Campbell left her home in the Highlands of Scotland against her father's wishes. Her mother was dead, and Lorna as a teenager thought the Highlands had become a dull place to live. She wanted to get out to London and see the bright lights and see the life in the big city. She gathered up a few of her belongings, and off she went. When she got to London, all things went well for a while. But she got into bad company, began gambling and drinking and dancing and everything that goes along with bad company. She got into it. Eventually, she lost her job. Things began to go downhill. And going from one temporary job to another, finally, she couldn't get work. She became a woman of the street in order to make a living. Her father was at his wit's end. He had lost all contact with her. Didn't know how to get in contact with her. At the cost of his life savings, he went down to the biggest newspaper office in Britain. And he had written across the top of the newspaper in large letters, Lorna Campbell, come home. Well, Lorna was traveling down a street in London, in one of the rough areas of the city, and she saw this on the newsstand, and she could hardly believe her eyes. Lorna Campbell, come home. She thought, does that really mean me? Well, she had no belongings to gather up. And through hitchhiking, and one way or another, she managed to make her way back to Scotland. It was late at night when she got home. She made her way up the garden path, and looking through a chink in the blinds, she saw her old father on his knees beside the bed with the open Bible. She went and knocked at the door, and she fell into her father's arms. She realized, however far she had wandered away, was still a welcome for her at home. And when she looked at the old Bible, and the page was wet with tears, this verse was underlined, I will arise and go to my Father. I want to tell you tonight, if you're willing to come to Christ, he's willing and able to save you. We trust that someone in the meeting tonight might come into the joy of God's salvation. I want to tell you, after many years' experience, there's nothing to compare with it in all this world. I remember, as our brother preaches the gospel, give it good attention and make sure for eternity that you're going to heaven.